Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I will speak more about the election, the primaries in Arizona, and Trump influence here in a bit. But I want to begin today's program with pronouns. Because I see this crazy thing going on with pronouns as the left jacking with language again for fun. There's absolutely nothing to... No reason, I should say, for us to be dinking around with pronouns. Here's a story. Superstar Demi Lovato finally explained why she's decided to go back to using she, her pronouns after previously announcing she was, quote, non-binary and identified as they, them. So let me stop there just to tell you that if you are all about, I don't identify as a woman, you can identify me as the one of the 70,000 different, you know, genders or whatever they want to say, sexualities, then I'm now they, them. Now get, so during the 29-year-old singer-actress's recent appearance on Spout podcast, Lovato talked about the decision to go back to identifying as her, she, and said it was because lately the performer's been feeling more of a feminine vibe. Now, what I want to explain to the Kevin Jackson Network audience is this is news. It is news in this country that a singer slash actress changed her pronouns to they, them, because she wasn't feeling a feminine vibe. And now, she's going back. And we need to know this, because let's face it, we're all waiting to see what's going to happen with Demi Lovato's pronouns. And how should we treat pronouns going forward? Because if Demi's going back, well, maybe I should go back. I don't know. What about you? I jokingly said at an event the other day, I said, my pronouns are screw you. And I should have used harsher language. They go on to say this. In May, fans noticed Lovato had suddenly added she, her pronouns to her Instagram page. Well, fans were, what's going on? She's gone back? Hey, wait, what should we do? She's apparently no longer they, them. But she didn't explain the move. At the time, however, now she does. Yeah, so they, them is, I've actually adopted the pronouns of she, her again with me. The heart attack hit maker told the host. So, for me, I'm such a fluid person that I felt like, especially last year, my energy was balanced and my masculine and feminine energy so that I was faced with the choice of walking into a bathroom and it said women and men. I didn't feel like there was a bathroom for me because I didn't feel necessarily like a woman. Wow. Folks, we've allowed leftism to screw up an entire generation of kids. This woman is 29 years old. In the old days, she would be a full functioning human being that would be concerned about, you know, getting her food and taking care of the kids and a host of other things. This is a person who is acting like a 13-year-old girl. Here's what I'm getting at. You see 29 years old, you think full functioning human in terms of how conservatives look at people. 29 years old in leftist years means this girl is a 13-year-old about to enter puberty. I don't know how to describe it, except they don't age. They mentally don't age. The idea that a successful 29-year-old woman, by the way, singer, actress, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's got a lot of drug problems, which explains why she's still talking about her pronouns. But don't you think she could have found something more productive? I get it. She's a singer and an actress. Okay, look, I'm not downplaying the arts. I'm now a filmmaker, among other things. And I do see the art in it. I see what it provides to the world. But let me tell you something. I also know how to produce. I'm talking about work with the hands and produce something. And I, you know what I say to myself every day, despite I don't go build furniture and I'm not fixing somebody's plumbing or, you know, beautifying their landscape. But I do know that every single day I think about what do I want to do with the rest of my life that makes an impact. And so, you know, while I'm not going to be, you know, on a TV show fixing your car, you know, pimping your ride or anything, I do know this. The projects that we have that are working directly with kids, like C-PREP and our Hillsdale project where we're using, you know, it's a feeder program for kids. The thing we're setting up to help kids learn how to work in the arts, working with a school in Florida that we're trying to get it started. But these kids build sets. They become electricians. They know how to build prosthetics. They do everything related to the movie industry. And, of course, some of them sing and act and all that. But the majority of these kids are learning real crafts that apply to something. They will be able to get real jobs. That's the molding, if you will, that my team does. And so the kids that we work with are going to understand by the time they're 18 years old that life is not about your pronouns. It's not about making people feel good because, you know, they want to dress up as a girl, look like a dude. I don't know, be a Victoria's Secret runway model with a full beard. I don't know how to describe this generation except to tell you that they're warped. And the more we allow them, the more we indulge them, the worse it's going to get. If you had told me this is what we would be talking about when I was 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, I would have said, you're out of your mind. We will not be talking about they, them, he, she, what. And then, of course, we've invented the new ones, za, zim, which I have to admit, I haven't heard any of those in a while. And even the idea of mispronouncing people and people saying, well, listen, my son told me the other day, he goes in Spanish class, they're telling us that it may be considered rude if we don't know how to pronoun. I go, how about they just teach you Spanish? How about that? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to cover these midterm elections, the Trump mystique, if you will. Stick with us, folks.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'll give you my take on the election in Arizona. First of all, we did not elect the best candidate for Senate. And Donald Trump made election integrity his major issue. And the guy that spent the most money and helped the Republicans actually try to look into the issue of election integrity is Jim Lehman. And we elected Blake Masters. Now, Blake's probably a nice guy. One of the things that rubbed me the wrong way is a comment he made in Fox News where he says, you know, the people in Congress, the Senate is too old, and we needed young, fresh blood. And he's possibly right about that. I mean, we had McCain, who was, you know, way beyond his prime. But in this particular case, Jim Lehman's a relatively young guy, and he knows what he's doing. So this idea that you needed to get rid of these older people, I agree with him. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the left have a lot of old people, and we need to get rid of McConnell and a few others. But the idea of youth, this 34, 35-year-old guy believing that, You know, he's going to step in and do things that older people can't do. Look, I get it. I can't run the 100 in the speed I used to run it years ago, but I still got a lot of miles left in these legs. And so I take offense to that, because what it tells me is a typical young generation that thinks, okay, out with you old guys, you over 40s, you know, get out of here. You're in the way. Well, we're not in the way. I think we're very useful. I have a team of older people that work for us. I want youngsters. I respect youth for what they bring to the situation, but I'm not going to throw away people that have a lot of productivity remaining. But anyway, so Kerry Lake, we're waiting at this, celebration party at Layman's, and Karen Taylor Robeson was up 49% to 40% on Lake, which was the biggest shock to me, was how she could be up that far. And it switched the next day, as everybody probably is aware, or during the evening at some point. It switched, and Kerry Lake ends up, taking over. And I will tell you, Kerry Lake, I had been to multiple events. I don't even know how many miles I put in going zigzagging across the state of Arizona. And I still find it difficult to believe that Layman lost. And I find it even more difficult to believe that Taylor Robeson was ahead at any point, because Kerry Lake was just, you go places and she was a rock star status, and good for her. And people, look, she's no longer a Democrat, a Republican, she's devoted for Obama, she gave money to Obama, she did all that, and so did a lot of other people, and they've come to Jesus, so to speak. Lots of people who were Democrats came over. I know Kerry Lake very well. I will tell you, I believe she switched. And I believe she got it. And, you know, she left. People say, oh, she left because her contract was up and all this. There was no reason why she couldn't stay. Kerry Lake's an attractive woman. She knows how to do the media. And, there's nothing about her that made me think she was a fraud. I'll put it that way. But that was a shocker. Jim being behind was a shock, because I'd been to all these different events with him. And I was like, I can't believe we're not leading this guy. So where does it go to? Because while Karen Taylor Robeson was winning, I was like, wow, Trump really didn't win in that one, in that particular one. Now, of course, they were giving credit to Ducey and Pence. They were saying, oh, Pence is going to get one and Trump may get one with, or whatever number else. Because Trump made a lot of different, he swung it for a lot of different people, including Abe Hamadeh, who was running for attorney general, and who's a great kid. Abe is just a wonderful guy. But we had a guy who came from the Supreme Court, Andy Gould, who stepped down from the court to become AG, and he was the most qualified. He just didn't run as good of a campaign. And then he did Mark Fincham for Secretary of State. And again, Mark was very much for election integrity. That seems to be the litmus test for Trump, with the exception of Blake Masters. Now, Kerry Lake was talking about election integrity, election integrity, election integrity. Abe Hamadeh, election integrity, election integrity. Mark Fincham, election integrity, election integrity. And Jim Layman actually paid for the audit when the GOP ran out of money. So why Trump didn't do that with him is a whole other issue. Peter Thiel put a lot of money into Truth Social, a lot of money into Trump's candidates, a lot of money, who knows? So here's where we are. We got these races running. But at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, as a Republican, you got to understand the Trump's ability to sway elections. Abe Hamadeh won, I don't know the numbers, but for the sake of discussion, one-third, not a plurality. None of the people in these races got a plurality. You have to ask yourself, how would Karen Taylor Robeson have done if the other candidates had backed out? Matt Salmon, who was out of the race, he still got 4% of the vote. If that goes to Karen Taylor, by the way, he recommended that people vote for Karen Taylor Robeson. So you can't say that those votes would have gone to her. They might have gone to Kerry Lake. because he recommended that his people vote for them. There was another candidate for governor, I forget his name. He got 4%, and then Paula Tuliani Zinn, who's a personal friend of mine, she got 2%. Any one of those going for either candidate really solidifies the number. But here's the thing. Nobody got a plurality. When you get away from governor, you go to Senate. They said Masters got 39%, Jim got 29%, and the rest, you know, Brnovich and Mick McGuire and others who were running, they got the rest. What would the head-to-head have been? In other words, Trump certainly pulled Blake through and got him probably 10, 12, 15% more votes than he would have gotten. So he impacted the race. There's no question about it. But he didn't dominate it. It wasn't like when Trump made the thing of this is it, then these people suddenly got 60, 70%. You know who did get in the 50s, 60s, and 70s? The incumbents, the solid conservative incumbents. Paul Gosar, he got 55%. Andy Biggs got in the 60s. Debbie Lesko in the 80s. These are staunch conservatives. Arizonans already kind of know this is where we're going to lean. Now, there is still a big McCain factor, and that's what that, I think that's probably the biggest surprise for me, that big McCain factor that kept Karen Taylor Robeson in the race to such a degree. And that's the scary factor in Arizona. But what it also shows, and look, this is I'm using Arizona as a microcosm. I think the bigger picture is Trump. It's level of influence in the Republican Party. And the reason why I'm talking about Arizona primaries right now is when I get into the Democrats have major problems because they had two Democrats who actually officially came out and said, we don't want Joe Biden. They said it. That's bucking the system because you just don't do that. But they did it. And I want to explain to you how the Democrats need to structure things so that we think Trump is out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor more than 2 years ago after she was fatally shot in her home during a botched police raid. The officers face charges including civil rights offenses, charges of excess force, conspiracy, and obstruction.
We cannot fully imagine the grief felt by Breonna Taylor's loved ones and all of those affected by the events of March 13, 2020. Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland. Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicting there will be 14 to 20 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. This is USA Radio News. If you're looking for a job, you're going to have to look a little bit harder.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. WNBA Players Union boss Terry Jackson is devastated.
We are just hoping and praying that the compassion and mercy that we've been calling for really comes to fruition in this final verdict.
Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been talking about the influence of President Trump on things for quite some time, and I will tell you right now, I'm not extremely happy with him. I would vote for him, but I'm not happy with him because what I learned is that Trump can be influenced by big money. And I learned that Trump hasn't learned much about the people around him who are influencing his choices about certain folks and making the wrong choices. Now, you say, Kevin, you've got a limited number, you know, a limited sphere of influence here in terms of how you come to this conclusion. Because, you know, you ran with Jim Lehman as a strategist who was running for Senate here, and he lost. Well, I will tell you this. I don't agree with how the people that ran the campaign ran it, and I was very vocal with it. I think there were things that could have been done that would have endeared Jim more to the electorate. But that being said, they chose the path, they went that path, and I still believe that going that path, he was the best candidate. What I don't understand is how Trump didn't see that. I understand it behind the scenes, and I'm not going to go into detail, sadly, because I'm going to respect people's privacy and opinions about things and all that. But I will tell you, the people making the decisions for Trump are not, they're just not the best people. They don't have Trump's best interest, and they certainly don't have the nation's best interest. I feel like they're handpicking the people that they feel are controllable. And Jim Lehman is not sent in the Senate because he's not controllable. He's worth a lot of money. He doesn't need it. He agreed he'd give his salary back. He would donate his salary to charity. He wouldn't take a pension and term limit. That is the last thing that politicians want to see a guy do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. But I want to talk about this race, other races, because Missouri had a race as well. But I want to talk about other races. But I really want to talk about it in the big picture of how the Republican Party came in and they say, we'll show that Donald Trump. We'll show you people that continue to support him. We'll show you what we can do. And Carrie Lake defeating, I don't know how they're going to do this thing, but I don't know if there's runoffs and all this other stuff, so I'm not going to pretend for that. But even coming back, because I'm telling you, she was down 9 points with like 40% coming in. It's, by the time I got up the next day, she was ahead. I was like, what? So that was unquestionably Trump's influence. Blake had no shot. without Trump. Even with this, with Peter Thiel throwing in millions of dollars, Blake Masters raised so little money on his own, it's pathetic. I don't even know how you can get away with that. Yeah, I guess PACs, and I don't know all the details around it. I don't want to know. I already know enough dirt in politics for 15 lifetimes. I can't scrub this dirt off, as I said, with a lot of lifetimes and a lot of soap. So I don't want to learn anymore. But I can tell you this, it's dirty. But what gets me is, even with proof about what Trump's capabilities are, and I feel like I'm vacillating back and forth about how I like him, how I don't like him. I don't like when he makes these stupid decisions. But I like that he has this influence because it is a great balance for these rhinos. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. As for Missouri, Trump threw his hat in the ring. I believe, I don't ever remember mentioning Greitens by name, but he threw his hat in the ring for Eric Greitens, who had served as governor of Missouri, former Navy SEAL. I know Eric well, and he got kicked out in 2018 in disgrace for a bunch of shenanigans. But I will say this for Greitens, when he was a governor, he really did act as a conservative. But Eric Schmidt won, and he deserved the win. I heard this guy speak. He is amazing. So, again, why didn't Trump endorse Schmidt, who had already served as, you know, the guy was stair-stepping his way up. He's the reason why Missouri has much stronger election integrity laws, been fighting it the whole time. And Trump made the wrong decision there. But, again, the establishment didn't support Schmidt. He just had a good track record, and he did what he was supposed to do. So that's all I'm going to cover on that, because I want to cover the big picture. As I keep – so, yes, there's dirty laundry in the Republican Party. The rhino establishment wants to hang on to its power base. They want to still be able to get a bunch of money. And as I reported the other day, the Republicans are having no problem raising money despite nationwide – I don't want to call it hatred, but certainly people, when I go to these grassroots events, they despise the Republicans. But somebody's giving them money because they're out fundraising. The Democrats, they're way ahead of schedule, and I could go on. But I will tell you, and what we will reveal to you, and beyond the mules, the Republicans are just as big, they are just as complicit in trying to get rid of Trump as the Democrats were. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there, Kevin, I know, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I get it. I said the same thing. When they, Kevin, here's a Republican doing, a Republican was involved with these Democrats. And then they go, by the way, here's another Republican, and another Republican, and another. And then I figured it out. It was pretty much Republicans with a few Democrats. I mean, where the fault lies in the cheating of 2020 is going to blow your mind when you see the movie. It's going to blow your mind. I don't know if you saw Bleeding Blue, but we revealed things about policing in America, the whole Justice Department thing with Ferguson and all that you never heard before. And we made one heck of a movie, by the way, BleedingBlueMovie.com for those of you who want to watch it. But Mules is going to be better. I'm not telling you this to try to whet your appetite or titillate you. I'm telling you because it's a fact. I've got my mind blown. You guys know I've done this for quite a while. And I tell people all the time, the only reason why I'm a Republican is because they freed my people. But I watched this and said, these Republicans, let me put it this way. Don't be surprised if you see a big independent surge. And speaking of declaring Republican, Democrat, or independent, if you want to see how the rules are stacked against another party, just go into a voting precinct when they say, what is your party affiliation? And you say independent. You hardly get a say. You don't get it much. Certainly in the primaries, you don't get a choice. It's insane. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about how the Democrats are trying to make it appear as though Trump is not wanted. And look, guys, I'm telling you, I'm upset with Donald Trump. I'm upset with his team. But I support him. And I think many of you feel the same way. I don't know whether you're in Pennsylvania or you're in Georgia or wherever, but where Trump has handpicked some people. By the way, one of my friends won the primary in Michigan for governor, Tudor. Good for her. Wow, man. It was funny. When I first met her, I told her, I said, we need to do something. We need to work together. I think Tudor and her husband have like 5 or 6 kids and a very attractive, youngish woman. But so sharp. And I go, we got to work together. And she's like, I like that, Kevin. But we never did. And she was doing stuff with a Real America's Voice News and all that. And never got a hold of her. But she actually won the Michigan primary, probably against all odds. And I already told you guys about Christina Kamala, who is running for Attorney General, or Secretary of State or Attorney General, I forget which, of Michigan. The Republicans did everything they could to keep this woman from getting funding, to keep her off the ballot. She not only got on the ballot, she won. She's in the primary. So now the Republicans are trying to tell her how to run her campaign. And she says, that's not going to happen. So we're helping her too. We're in a game. And it's because I've watched how these people operate. And what they're trying to convince Americans is, nobody likes Donald Trump. So what? He's got all these rallies. So what? You can see that he influences these elections. Now, the reason why I tell you that American conservatives, we have sanity, is when Trump makes an endorsement, these people aren't winning 80%, 90%. They're winning. They bump them up enough to get them through a primary. But as I said, Blake Masters head-to-head wasn't going to beat Lehman. It took all these other people. The reason why I know this is they had polling that said, I'll use Mick McGuire. If you didn't vote for Mick, who would you vote for? Overwhelmingly, Lehman. If you didn't vote for Brnovich, who would you vote for? Overwhelmingly, Lehman. If you didn't vote for Olson, who would you vote for? Overwhelmingly, Lehman. So you water it down. Trump comes in, makes a thing, and you get 10, 12, 15% boost, which, by the way, that's a big deal. That's what I'm coming to. The idea that Trump can come in, put the magic touch on it, and a campaign swing another direction, that's powerful. Let me ask you, do you think McConnell could have come in and done that? Do you think Andrew McCarthy could have come in and done that? Who do you think had that kind of clout? The answer is Donald Trump. Because I would love for you to tell me who does. That person doesn't exist in our party, in either party. Why would we throw that away? It's idiotic to even think about it. Yet some will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the primary results, but I was leading into this thing. There's a poll, and they said Americans don't want Biden or Trump to run again.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've been trying to explain to people, if you are this gullible, you're still being yanked around by the Democrats. If you are so gullible that you know, that Donald Trump, I mean, I know he's no longer tweeting or anything, but hey, if you're one of those, you're a sucker. You might as well, Barnum and Bailey, or Barnum, P.T. Barnum, you're a sucker born every minute, because you cannot throw away somebody who can prove to you, and it does it, on a daily basis, their clout. You may not like it. You may not like the style. Stylistically, I think Trump is he's Cro-Magnon when it comes to style. Well, when it comes to results, he's Herculean. He gets it done. And you want him on your team. Now, you may not like the kiss the ring or however he wants you to do it, but you want him on your team. There are many people that have said, you know, let me just say, I was involved in enough of the process to tell you, there are many people that were like, I hope he gives me his endorsement. But here's what you don't want. You don't want him going after you. You don't want him attacking you. And that's what Trump has done. But as I mentioned, In Missouri, he said, I want Greitens. I don't believe he called him out by name. He had to at some point. Eric Greitens, former governor of Missouri, who was left in disgrace. And he ran. And he got his butt handed to him by Eric Schmidt, who was more qualified. Why didn't Trump's team say, let's go with the more qualified Republican, who, by the way, was huge in election integrity? Well, I'll tell you this. Greitens have big money backers. So, you know, I want Trump to show, I don't know if I, what I'm trying to get out of this in terms of what Trump should be doing, but he shouldn't let money influence him. He's a billionaire. You know, you're already hobnobbing. I realize that Peter Thiel is a much larger billionaire. And maybe they do these. I watch Billions, the show Billions. Maybe they do get into these contests of, well, I can buy and sell you. But if that's the way you measure yourself as a man, yeah, it isn't for me. I don't think I'm ever going to be a billionaire. And it isn't because I'm not. The reason why I'm not going to be a billionaire is because I'm not trying to be. If I wanted to be, I would. But even if I got there, I wouldn't be like, well, I got to be a bigger billionaire than so and so. I got to get a bigger yacht. I got to get a bigger house. If that's the way you're measuring yourself, shame on you. And I know there are some, because I've been around them. Anyway, I want to get to this. We talk about this rift in the Republican Party. The bigger rift is in the Democratic Party. Two congressional Democrats voiced opposition right in recent weeks to Joe Biden running for a second term amid polling showing that Americans think Biden should not run again. Representative Dean Phillips, Democrat out of Minnesota, and Representative Angie Craig, a Democrat out of Minnesota, their public calls for a replacement of Biden make them the most high-profile federally elected Democrats to voice opposition to another Biden term. You can find this article in Axios. I think the country would be well served by a new generation of compelling, well-prepared, dynamic Democrats to step up, Phillips said on a local radio show. I will tell you, I agree with you. Dean Phillips, representative out of Minnesota, Democrat. The problem you have is you don't have any dynamic Democrats to step up. That's why you've got two stooges in. And later in the next hour, I'm going to talk about an article written by Dan Greenfield where he talks about Kamala Harris. I haven't seen a better summary of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden anywhere. I can tell you, I couldn't have put the words together as beautifully as Greenfield did. You're going to really want to hear what this guy wrote. He goes on, he says, ask if he would support Biden in 2024. He responded, no. And here's what Angie Craig said. She says, I think Dean Phillips and I are in lockstep in alignment with that. And I'm going to do everything in my power as a member of Congress to make sure that we have a new generation of leadership. I don't think they're just talking about Biden. I think they're talking about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And in the case of these people being in the House, Nancy Pelosi for sure. So I bring all this to the attention to say, and I brought this up, and you, I don't need to bring this up to you guys. You got enough common sense to know what I've been saying, and I don't feel like I'm teaching you anything.
Republicans have a champion that if he comes to campaign with you, you're going to get the votes. I've seen Rick Grenell come. I've seen Kash Patel. Many other Republicans, and it's nice, they're nice to have. They're nice little decorative ornaments. But the big fat diamond that's in the middle of the ring is Donald Trump. Nobody has this, not on the left or on the right. And the idea that they want to get rid of, and I'm going to go into this article a little bit more, of the old guys is insane. But they say Politico Morning Consult polling released July the 12th found that 61% of Americans think that former President Trump should not run in the 2020 elections. Well, how many of that 61% do you think are Democrats? While 64% of Americans think Biden should not run again. Now, if you think that this is a here's what's interesting about this article. It was they were talking about the two Democrats that didn't want Biden to run, that publicly came out. That's what this story was about. But instead of focusing on that, the writer of this article wants you to understand it's not just Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump. Now, if there are Republicans, rather, out there who don't want Trump, I can make you a bet that they would that they are not running for election because they wouldn't dare say that. If you say I don't want Trump and Trump comes to your neck of the woods, he's coming to fight. You ever seen these street brawls? You remember that dude? What was his name? Kimbo Slice. You like he come to your corner and say let's rock. That's Trump. If you say I don't like you, then Trump says fine, let's rumble. If you say you don't like Biden, it might get you votes. If you say you don't like Pelosi, Schumer, Maxine Waters, Debbie Wasserman, name Hillary Clinton, name me your Democrat, Barack Obama. You're not going to lose votes. You're probably going to gain votes. But they give you this poll, and they make you believe, oh, Donald Trump is in trouble, too. Even the Republicans, nobody wants Donald Trump to run. Show me where that's true. I'm being honest, folks. Please. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go there. You can send us a note, 844-551-8255. Give me a call. Tell me your opinion. I want to hear the opinion the same way people told me.
Oh, Kevin, you know, you're giving misinformation about Wu Flu and the VAERS diet and all this other stuff.
No, I didn't. I gave you the actual facts from what I'm witnessing with my own eyes. You go play. Look, the Prescott event that Donald Trump didn't have as many, it had thousands of people and a lot of them waiting, but it didn't have as many as it would have had in Phoenix. Why? Prescott's quite a ways away. That's the reason. People didn't want to make that drive and have to wait hours to get in. It's enough that if they had a Trump rally next door to me, I would debate if I wanted to go. I'd probably go just because I could get there before everybody, and I just do a placeholder, pay some kid to give me a spot. But I'm not going to drive 2.5 hours so I can wait in line not knowing the weather. And by the way, in a summer in Arizona? Yeah, that's not for the foolhardy right there. Anyway, here's another poll. New York Siena poll released around the same time said almost half the Republican voters are looking beyond Trump for a presidential candidate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis being the favorable alternative. So in an article written about Biden where two Democrats publicly stated for the first time, congressional level Democrats, we don't want this guy. They spin it into, yeah, but Trump's not wanted either. This other poll said, and by the way, it went from 61% to roughly 50, almost half of the Republican voters don't want him. You'll see another one. Well, about 40% don't want him. Well, about 30%. Well, look, there are a lot of people who don't want somebody. But things change. They change very quickly in politics. And as I told many people, my prediction is Trump DeSantis ticket. Now, how do you feel? Well, let me tell you, if Donald Trump announced I'm running, and I've already asked Governor Ron DeSantis to be my VP. What do you think would happen to the polls? How do you think that would turn things? Yeah, exactly. I feel like Joe Biden right now. It would be pretty doggone hot, and it would change the complexion of everything. Don't pay attention to these people. They're lying to you about Trump, but they're not lying to you about Joe Biden. Those two Democrats are the first of many. Watch the dominoes.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.